want him to grow up to be someone he's damn proud to be.
The place for everything local. Kansaland Radio, 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Donald Trump welcoming three AI tech executives to the White House.
To announce the largest AI infrastructure project by far in history, and it's all taking place right here in America.
Well, the group announcing the formation of Stargate is a joint venture investing at least $500 billion in artificial intelligence infrastructure in the United States. Meanwhile, President Trump has been threatening to put 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada. We got some reaction today from Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
If these tariffs are going to raise the costs for average American families who have to pay more for goods as a way to pay for tax cuts on the rich, that would be a travesty. It would hurt average American families and would be a very, very bad thing to do.
President Trump says tariffs will raise revenue for the U.S. America's listening to Fox News.
Keeping you informed, this is Kansaland News.
This is The Latest, from your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan, along with Greg Bevermeyer. Remember, you can find us online anytime at msdnews.net. A boil water advisory has been issued for the City of White Cloud Public Water Supply System. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment made the issuance Tuesday morning for the Donovan County location, with a release explaining that's due to a water line break resulting in a loss of pressure in the distribution system. Failure to maintain adequate pressure may result in a loss of chlorine residuals and a bacterial contamination. The advisory will remain in effect until the conditions that place the system at risk of bacterial contamination are resolved. Water to be used for drinking or food preparation should be boiled for 1 minute prior to use.
A man convicted in the 2010 death of a Peru State College student is seeking a new trial. The Actress Daily Sun reports Joshua Keedles, arguing that his attorneys were ineffective and failed to call witnesses who could have helped his case. Keedle filed a request for a new trial last week in Gage County District Court. He was convicted in 2020 of second-degree murder in the death of 19-year-old Tyler Thomas and was sentenced to 71 years in prison. Thomas went missing after a night of drinking on December 3, 2010, and her body has never been recovered. The Nebraska Supreme Court affirmed Keedle's conviction in 2022.
An early Monday evening railroad derailment in Atchison caused no injuries, but has closed the city's 4th Street Railroad crossing indefinitely. Atchison Police Chief Mike Wilson tells MSC News the accident led to the derailment of 6 empty coal cars, with no additional hazards resulting from the derailment. Wilson says his officers were on the scene of the accident, which occurred around 6:35 Monday evening, with the wreckage extending between 4th and 5th Streets in the rail yard. Other than the derailed rail cars, Wilson says there was no additional damage. Atchison Fire Chief Patrick Weiser, in a release, says his department also responded to the scene, but despite an initial report of a fire, found none. He says the train was westbound at the time of the derailment and came to stop near the 5th Street overpass. According to Weiser, the rail company, Monday evening, was working to remove the derailed cars, but the 4th Street crossing remains closed to traffic, a closure that Wilson says will remain in place for an extended period of time. The cause of the derailment is under investigation by Atchison Police and Union Pacific. Food truck operations have spurred some controversy in a local community. Heidi Wolfgang explains.
A Seneca resident addressed the city council last week with her concerns about food trucks being allowed in the downtown commercial business district. Lacey Bergman spoke during the public comment portion of the meeting. Bergman said allowing food trucks in the downtown business districts hurts local businesses. She said food trucks should be limited to times when local businesses are not in operation and asked that the city ordinance be changed. Mayor Joe Mitchell said he agreed with Bergman and has asked the city administrator to draft a revised ordinance for the council's consideration. In other business, an ordinance was approved establishing new water rates as approved by the council at their January 2nd meeting. The new rates will take effect next month. In a related matter, the council approved a new water rate agreement with Nemaha County Rural Water District No. 3. The council also accepted the resignation of police officer Austin Watts.
The Kansas Department of Transportation has approved bids for two Brown County projects. According to KDOT, Comanche Construction of Olathe was awarded the contract for the repair of a bridge on U.S. 73 Highway over the Union Pacific Railroad, about 4 miles north of the U.S. 73 K-20 West Junction, in the amount of $622,471. Also, bid was approved from Bartley Construction of Wichita for a crack repair project on U.S. 75 Highway from a quarter mile south of 320th Road to north a quarter mile in the amount of $198,328. Start dates for the projects have not yet been announced. The bid letting took place December 18th in Topeka.
That's your latest local news on the air. Remember to find us online anytime at msdnews.net. I'm Brian Hagan.
Here's your Kansaland Radio listening area forecast. Mostly clear this evening. Clouds will be on the increase later on, and temperatures mainly hold steady. Wind southwesterly, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Wednesday, partly sunny. A few flurries or sprinkles are possible in the area at times. Highs top out near 35. Winds turn to the northwest, 5 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible. Wednesday night, partly cloudy to mostly clear, lows drop to 16. Winds remain northwest, 5 to 15, higher gusts still possible. Thursday, an abundance of sunshine, highs warm into the lower to middle 20s. Winds still northwest, 5 to 10. Thursday night, mostly clear, lows falling to the single digits above zero. Winds will be light. And then Friday, lots more sunshine with highs reaching 36. From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is meteorologist Phil Jensko.
Hot new country in your all-time favorite. On 103.9 KNZA.
Say, life's a dance, and if that's the truth, I stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady. Earth's gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna love you. Yeah. Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna love you.
We keep you up to date on what's happening in your local area. It's your 50,000-watt strong community station. 103.9 KNZA.
It's been said that when someone you love has Parkinson's, you have Parkinson's. The Parkinson's Foundation knows that the disease doesn't just affect the diagnosed. It affects everyone who supports and helps care for them.
If you or someone you know is living with Parkinson's, a neurological disease that affects movement, we understand that it can be difficult to know where to find help.
If you have questions, the Parkinson's Foundation has answers. Answers for everyone in the fight.
We can help you understand the disease.
Help you find expert care and local support.
Give you tips for living a better life.
And share the latest research.
Find your answers and join us in the fight against Parkinson's.
To learn more, please go to parkinson.org.
Or call 1-800-473-4636.
That's 1-800-473-4636. The Parkinson's Foundation. Better lives together.
The strength of America, our values, our way of life, hasn't just been won on the battlefield. It's won every day in our communities when we come together, extending hands of compassion, service, and hope to those who need it most. For over 100 years, the American Legion has been strengthening communities across our nation by providing life-saving help and support to our veterans and neighbors during times like we're facing today.
It's what the Legion's all about.
From blood drives to distributing food, from responding to emergencies and protecting the most vulnerable among us, our mission is making America's communities stronger.
We are one family, and therefore, we care.
We are the American Legion, veterans strengthening America. To learn how you can help, visit legion.org.
It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Well, the game prior to us, the second quarter final here at the 11th annual Thunder Classic here in Seneca. It was a very good and ranked Rock Creek squad defeating Marysville 61-40. So they joined St. Mary's in the semifinals coming up on Thursday. We got the latter two games coming up here on KNZA, and we're also dialed in on the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports, getting ready for Jackson Heights and Troy in this quarterfinal matchup here tonight in Seneca. Let's get you the starting lineups, and we'll start with Jackson Heights, the road team here tonight. Cade Holliday, the 5'11 senior, at about 3 points per game. Drake Mellies, the 5'10 junior, another sensational season for him at about 13 points per game. Eli Kirk in the lineup. He is a 6'3 sophomore, south of 6 points per game. Sir Peak as well, 6'1 sophomore, 6.6 points per game. And then Jace Doyle, a 5'11 junior, at 2 points and a rebound per game. For head coach Brett Plattner and the Cobras, who have won four consecutive games since an 0-3 start, coming off a win against Oskaloosa their last time out. For Troy and head coach Jonathan Rodveld, the same starters that we have seen for a majority of the season. The Trojans, a record of 6-2 overall. It'll be Logan Blevins in the backcourt, 5'11 senior at 10 points per game. Caden Rosenberger, a 5'10 junior guard at south of 3 a contest. Gannon Bowe, 6'1 senior, 6 points and 3 rebounds a game. Henry Geiger, a 6'3 junior, leading scorer and rebounder for this Trojans team. And then Jack Hartman, a 6'4 senior, 7 points, 8 rebounds a contest. So again, for Jackson Heights, it's Holliday, Mellies, Kirk, Peak, and Doyle. Trojans again at 6-2 under head coach Jonathan Rodveld. It is Blevins, Rosenberger, Bowe, Geiger, and Hartman. Appreciate everyone hanging with us here tonight. The opening tip-off, it's brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. You can let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. The road all-green uniforms for the Cobras of Jackson Heights. The home whites cross the board for the Trojans. Second meeting between these two in 24-25. These two teams played back in early December, and it was Troy picking up a 44-24 win. Again, Justin Fluke alongside Brandon Tabin. The final game tonight after this one, it'll be Nemaha Central and Hiawatha. And we got the first semifinal set in this Thunder Classic with Rock Creek and St. Mary's. And now we decide the next two spots, starting with Troy, who has the opening possession from right to left. And they quickly go inside to Hartman in the paint. Tough shot, tipped out to Jackson Heights, and a quick stop for the Cobras. And they nearly turn it over, but the rebound pulled in by Cade Holliday. And now the Cobras' first possession. It's a quick three from the left side. It's an air ball. And on the back side, it was Hartman with that rebound. Up the floor quickly. Nice block shot inside. Ball's on the floor. Frantic pace here early. That should be a tie-up. Possession arrow is going to give it back to Jackson Heights. So 30 seconds. No score. Off and running.
I think Troy excited to be back in this tournament. They were in this tournament for a long time. And then, of course, when they got in the Twin Valley League, they had their midseason league tournament. But first year non-TVL, so Troy, longtime member of the Raider Classic, now back here for their first Thunder Classic appearance.
Sir Peak setting a high ball screen for Drake Mellies. Has it on the right wing. They reverse the basketball around the perimeter. Left side of the floor, it goes to Eli Kirk. Kirk back to the top of the key with Holliday. Triple threat position, worked right, now goes back left, stops on a dime, trying to find somebody to get it off to, and here's a long two on the way that's off the heel, chasing it down, and it's going to be an offensive rebound for Jace Doyle to keep it alive for the Cobras, and now they give it away in a turnover by Jackson Heights. So both teams a little sluggish to start. We're a minute 15 in, no score. Trojans back with it, and now Drake Mellies comes away with a steal. Second turnover here early by the Trojans. Mellies, a nice bounce pass inside, picked up inside, might be a walk, and it is.
That was a great pass. In fact, it might have been too great because Eli Kirk couldn't quite control it, maybe wasn't quite expecting it, and ends up turning it over for Jackson Heights as both teams kind of struggle to get points on the board here early.
So not even 90 seconds in, first sub for Jackson Heights. The 5'10 junior Ian Allen is on the floors. The Trojans have the possession, looking for our first points in this third quarterfinal matchup. Rock Creek and St. Mary's victorious earlier today. Nemaha Central Hiawatha coming up in the late game, and there's more hustle by Drake Melly's. Had it knocked away from behind, and it's turnover v. turnover. And then Troy, a long pass up the floor, and too easy of a setup there for Gannon Bowe, and that's going to force Brett Plattner to call an early timeout as the Trojans get back up to an early 2-0 lead.
Well, fast turnovers for each team, but the difference was when Troy had the takeaway, they alertly saw they had a couple guys wide open, clear at the other end of the court, a one-handed heave of a baseball pass, and an easy layup to finally get our first points here of the night.
Again, these two teams both on a little bit of runs right now. The Cobras, after starting 0-3, have won four straight games. They beat Oskaloosa by five their last time out. And the Trojans, despite losing a key league game to Morehill Mounts Academy their last time out, they still come in at 6-2, and they have won 12 of their last 16. Going back to the end of last season, Jonathan Ronvelt, a good squad. Injuries had certainly played an issue for them over the last couple of years, but this is a good Troy team, and now taking on this Cobras team for a second time in this season and in the quarterfinals here at this Thunder Classic tournament. Timeout was brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Back to it. Here's Sir Peek on the elbow, diving in. Good defense by Geiger. A block shot and a rebound to go with it. Trojans pushing up 2-0 early. And now Melly's again, a pickpocket at midcourt. He goes coast to coast, untouched for the Cobras' first basket of the game. Three steals already for Drake Melly's. Here is Gannon Bowen to the front court, guarded by Melly's. There's the bump, and there's a foul. A little bit of the body there by a 5'10 junior, Drake Melly's, picking up the first foul of the game at 5:33 to go in this opening quarter. A 2-2 tie. Bucket by Drake Melly's, a bucket by Gannon Bowe. Live on the Cobra channel as well, courtesy of MSC Sports, dialed in on KNCA. Kirk Kilman, our studio producer, Justin Fluke, Brandon Tadman, Paige Mueller alongside as well. Trojans have the possession, a 2-2 tie. Wide open on the backside, Geiger, closed out by Sir Peek. Now goes to work, puts it up and in. Nicely done by Henry Geiger, averaging 16 points and 8 rebounds a game. His first bucket tonight gives Troy a 4-2 lead. Cobras up the floor into the front court. They're without Jace Robinson tonight, one of their seniors, who was out sick for tonight's game. Here is Holiday, right side, Melly's, no hesitation on a three. It was on target, but he left it short. And a rebound for Rosenberger, and now Troy pushes the tempo with a 4-2 lead. That's an offensive foul, easily called there by the official. Hartman just lowered the shoulder, trying to get to the bucket. That'll be his first foul, and already five early turnovers by the Trojans.
Yeah, both teams, I feel like, trying to go a little bit too fast right now. Obviously familiar with each other, but neither team able to settle into half-court offense and develop a good look.
Here's Holiday. Head of the circle, right side to Melly. Sir Peek inside. Melly's the dime, and Sir Peek off the window. Nicely done for Sir Peek.
Yeah.
That is well done there. Wide open bucket. Melly's the feed. Sir Peek the bucket. A 4-4 tie, 4:20 to go first quarter. Winner moves on to the semifinals Thursday night. Rock Creek St. Mary's already punching their tickets. Here's a deep Geiger three, and from the right wing, he buried it. All 6-3 of them now with five early points. And it's 7-4 Troy. Geiger's got good game to him. Again, 16 points, 8 rebounds a contest, leading Troy in both categories. He can step out, hit a deep three as well. Here's Melly's, guarded by Bowe quickly. Man-to-man defense here by the Trojans. Left side pass, it goes to Ian Allen. Came off the bench early in this quarter. Right back to Holiday. He wants to drive, gets in the paint, shuffles it back to Melly's. High left on the wing, guarded by Bowe once again. Low with the dribble, between the legs, dives into the paint, kicks it back to Holiday, over to Sir Peek on the wing. 3:35 to go first quarter, a 7-4 Troy lead.
Good man-to-man defense by Troy. No breathing room for the Cobras. All their offense being run out here on the perimeter. Troy's really locking it down.
Holiday has it on the perimeter right. Towards the corner it goes to Allen. Now picks it up a little prematurely, caught in the heat of it, and Melly's able to save it out of the corner of a double team to keep the possession alive. Lengthy possession here. Cobras get one down inside and through traffic. Well, it took a lot of time, but Eli Kirk finds a deuce, and it's 7-6 Troy.
Nice finish.
Oh, beautiful pass. Nobody marking. Number 15, and that's Rosenberger for an easy two. 9-6 Trojans. A little better pace here the last
minute or two of this first quarter. Almost half of Troy's points now coming in transition. Jackson Heights got to get back a little quicker and better defensively. Here's Holiday left side on the wing. Now peek at the elbow, back to the bucket, wanting someone to curl around, and getting it to him is Ian Allen. And now a block shot on the perimeter, and Geiger pulls down the rebound. Good defense by Hartman, gets it into the front court. Numbers, though, in favor of the Cobras. Now we settle back in 5-on-5. Geiger kicks it left, and it gets into the paint now with Hartman. Nice move to the bucket, through some contact, and muscling one up and in. The 6'4", Jack Hartman, his first bucket.
Rewarded. He's the one that had the block shot on the defensive end for Troy, and they found the big guy in the paint.
Guy who's dealt with multitude of injuries over his career, and now in his senior year having a good start, and there's a whistle and a foul on the perimeter.
Yeah, this is trouble, too. It's on Jack Hartman, and he's got both of the fouls now against Troy, so he's headed to the bench.
Subs both ways. We'll see Tegan Bauhey, a 5'10 junior for the Cobras. 11-6, the Troy lead at just north of 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. A couple of subs were into the game as well. Sawyer Ashburn in for Troy. Cobras with the possession, down 5, 2 minutes to go in this first. Second matchup between these two in the early portions of this season. It was the second game of the year for both these teams, and Troy won it by 20. Here's Melly's open in the corner. Good closeout, didn't matter. Drake Melly's high-arcing triple, he's got 5.
Not a guy you don't want to give an inch to, because Melly's can burn you and beat you from anywhere.
Now pulling up is Geiger, along 2 from the left wing. That's short. Melly's the rebound. 2 would tie the game. 3 would take the lead here. Melly straight away tees up a 3. It was on target but short. Another rebound for Geiger. He's got 3 early rebounds in this game. Brings it up the floor himself. Minute 20 to go. 11-9 is the Trojans' advantage. Cobras have won 4 consecutive games. Right side it goes. This is Blevins on the wing. Geiger gets a touch inside quickly. Doubled, wraps the pass around. Good extra pass. Ashburn will fire. And it hits off the heel and falls through on a left wing 3.
Shooter's touch, they call it?
That is exactly.
A brick turns into a 3-point bucket.
Guy who hasn't scored a lot this year, but Ashburn getting a lot more playing time over the last couple of weeks, and he buries in a triple to give Troy a 14-9 advantage. 45 seconds and counting in this first quarter. Here's Holiday right side on the wing. They bounce it inside. It goes to Kirk. Gets it right back to Melly's up top. See how they want to finagle this last 35 seconds or so of this first period. Here's Melly's on a drive himself. Left his feet. Holiday right side. And a whistle away from the ball. And it's going to be a travel.
Holiday on the ball. Open, but he just took a couple steps there before firing the shot. Just getting his composure and getting set. Had a good look. And instead of it being a one-possession game, Troy now has a chance to have a 2- or 3-possession advantage at the end of one quarter.
Troy at 6-2. There are only 2 losses against Morehill Mounts Academy and Valley Falls, and both those teams certainly in the mix for an NEKL title here in 24-25. 20 seconds here for Troy. The 5-point lead in this first quarter, looking for Geiger inside. And nobody touched it, just sailed out of bounds. And now Troy giving it back. Their 6th turnover here in the quarter.
Yeah, they've been their own worst enemy for sure. Great opportunity for Jackson Heights here to close the quarter.
Here we go, 11 seconds. Melly's into the front court, pretty casual with the dribble. Gets it off to Sir Peak, back to the bucket. Now 6 seconds. Right side pass, it goes to Allen, still has it. Now 3 seconds for Melly. Looks up at the clock, has to force something up. Doesn't even get up in time, and not the ideal ending possession for Jackson Heights, but nonetheless, still a 5-point game. It's 14-9 Troy, 8 minutes into this quarterfinal matchup. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pines of Holton, this is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki, can you tell me what the Pines of Holton can offer my relative?
We provide anything from assisted living to end-of-life care. We do around-the-clock care. Our facility is staffed 24 hours a day. We provide a hospital bed with all the bedding, incontinence products, medication administration, bathing, 3 meals a day, and any snacks that are needed.
What do I need to do next?
You should definitely set up a time to come to our facility and meet our staff and see what our facility is like. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Trojans and Cobras, second quarter action here on KNCA and the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Trojans, 6 seconds, didn't waste any time turning it over.
Yeah, 7 turnovers, but still a 5-point lead for Troy. This Jackson Heights team a little less depth tonight, right,
BK? Yeah, they got Jace Robinson, one of their seniors, out. And on cue, there's a turnover for Jackson Heights. Sawyer Ashburn coming away with one there. Now he'll try a three. He hit one early. That one is an air ball and a rebound on the backside for Bauhey, who is into the game, a 5'10 junior. But as I was saying, Jace Robinson, one of their leading seniors, out sick here tonight. So other guys getting into the books and getting involved here early in this game. Here's Sir Peek, head of the circle, facing the bucket right at the hip. They set up Melly's, a deep left wing three, short off the front rim, and a rebound for Troy's Hunter Ingeman. Ingeman pushing back to him from Bo. He'll drive in, splitting two, but on the floor, foul's going to be called.
Only player with multiple personals in this game is Jack Hartman, who does remain on the bench for Troy to begin this second quarter. You mentioned no Jace Robinson. Of course, Austin Zeller out as well. Had surgery. He'll miss the rest of the season. Tough loss to lose the 6'4 junior for Jackson Heights, who is really coming on strong.
Yeah, 4 straight wins for the Cobras. 4-3 on the year. Getting a second crack here for the Trojans. There's a right corner three, short by Ingeman. And then given right back after the rebound by Allen. Now a shot by Bo up off the window. Nearly got it to go, and Bo's going to the line.
Our first free throws of the game. And again, both teams just struggling right now to take care of the basketball. Both coaches a little bit frustrated, and we're going to get an early second quarter timeout.
So we played just over a minute here in this second quarter. We got a timeout on the floor. Troy 14 and Jackson Heights 9. You're listening to High School Hoops here on KNZA.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302, and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by one of our 3 locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Brandon Tamman, Justin Fluth, Paige, and Ethan helping out for the Cobra Channel here. Dialed in Kirk Kilman on KNZA. Gannon Bowe out of the timeout, shooting free throws here for the Trojans. Looking for the first points of the second quarter, and it's not going to come there. That one just rattled in and out. Gannon Bowe, 6 points, 3 rebounds a contest, and he goes 0 for 2 at the line. And then catching it underneath was Allen on the rebound and lost his footing and stepped on the out-of-bounds line, and they turn it over again, does Jackson Heights. So we got 7 turnovers apiece, 6:50 to go until halftime. Certainly lost possessions on both sides here early, still looking for points in the second quarter. 14-9 Trojans. Looking for win number 7 on the year, and then it's knocked away and out of bounds. Last touch by Jackson Heights, so keep it right here. A Troy team averaging 61 points per game. A Cobras defense surrendering just 43 points per game. Here's Geiger, short corner left, spinning, caught in a double team, and skips it high right. This is Caston Jasper, extra pass, short on a three, and a rebound for Eli Kirk. And that should be off, well, looked like it was originally off Jackson Heights, but they're going to say it's Cobras basketball. No, they do change the call, so Cobras, again, just can't get out of their own way with the turnovers. They're just struggling to get it up the floor. Still only a 5-point game. Both these teams have gone a little cold on offense here. First near 2 minutes of the second quarter. Here's Bo, nice drive and kick. Ingeman nearly lost it in the corner. Now Geiger at the elbow. Turning and facing, puts it on the dribble, tough shot, might have been a pass. Bo tried to spin one up and in, couldn't get it to fall, and Sir Peek finally cleared it away for Jackson Heights. Well, both teams have some protector on the rim right now. Now foul on the perimeter. The first Troy foul of quarter number two, this one against Rosenberger. A couple subs back in, Logan Blevins and Jack Hartman back in for Troy. Hartman again, two early fouls in that opening period. Something to track here the next 6-plus minutes of quarter number two, in which is still 14-9. 2 minutes into the second period, waiting for those first points in the second 8 minutes. Here's Holiday for the Cobras. Left side, man-to-man defense here by Troy. Back to Melly's up top. Sir Peek with the right side screen. Melly's using it, taking it all the way. Couldn't make the shot. Good look, couldn't finish. And Geiger, another rebound, clearing it away for the Trojans. Up the floor himself. Right side pass. Blevins, good ball fake. Thought about a second chance there. Then it goes back into the corner. Now Blevins on the wing. 2.5 minutes played in the second quarter. Looking for the first point. And right on cue, another three for Henry Geiger, who's all of a sudden become a little hot here in the first half. Back-to-back threes. He's got 8. And it's 17-9.
Love to see the big physical guy able to show that range away from the basket, shooting with confidence.
Geiger got 4 rebounds. He's brought it up the floor himself, doing a little bit of everything. As Sir Peek now a touch, putting his head down. A lot of contact. This might be an offensive foul. No, they call it travel. Either way, that is turnover number 9 against Jackson Heights.
Melly's has done a good job creating a couple shots, and he just hasn't had a real kind rim, it seems like, here in this first half. He's had a couple good looks from three, and a couple times he's attacked the basket, but just 2 buckets made so far for Melly's.
Cobra is still scoreless in quarter number 2. We've played 3-plus minutes, 17-9, the Troy lead. Nice skip pass and good extra pass to Hartman, short corner, but didn't see the back of his foot. That was apparently on the out-of-bounds line. So Troy gives it away. Now they show a little press here in the full courts. Cobras have gone cold on offense. Turnovers have not helped. Now they break the press. They have numbers. 2-on-1 break. Good. Jump stopping. Shot fake there, and that's going to put a junior and Cooper Hewitt at the line to shoot 2. Geiger picked up the foul, his first. Team foul number 2, and this is a 5'9 junior, Cooper Hewitt, at the line for Jackson Heights. First free throw short. Jackson Heights team, 4 straight wins after an 0-3 start. They have beat Onega, McLeod, Horton, and Oskaloosa. That was an impressive win over Horton right out of the holiday break. And the second free throw for Hewitt is good. Well, finally, they get on the board here. The Cobras do in quarter number 2. They're down a touchdown as Bow goes right to the rack. Missed the layup. Threw a little bit of contact and a good rebound for Eli Kirk. And now the Cobras trying to get a little bit closer. Melly's on a drive, stepping back in the corner. And skips it over to Holiday, left side on the wing. Melly's again, no hesitation, just grazing the rim on a 3. And a rebound for Blevins. Here comes Troy looking for Geiger, and Sir Peek gets his mitts on it to take it away.
Had the 2 big guys for Troy there, Hartman and Geiger, bringing it up the court on the fast break.
Jackson Heights just can't get out of their own way. They turn it over again. Here's Bo going 1-on-1 with Melly's, throws it up. I think they call it on the floor with the foul. So no shots here for Gannon Bowe as Melly's picks up his 2nd foul.
Yeah, that's a development as well. He's got to be real smart now. This Cobra team can't afford to not have Drake Melly's on the court. He'll stay in with 2 fouls and 4 minutes to go in the half.
And he nearly came away with a steal, but knocked it out of bounds. 4 minutes to go in this second quarter. Troy 17, Jackson Heights 10. A lot of turnovers here early, lost possessions. But Troy with the basketball. They set it up in the corner. This is Kasten Jasper. Geiger fading from the elbow. Couldn't get the shot to fall. Hartman the rebound. Puts it up and in with a little bit of muscle.
A little bit more physical. A little bit stronger. Second chance points as Troy extends to their largest lead.
Now a foul as they trap Melly's on the inbounds pass. What a good spot to be for Melly's. Got bailed out with the Blevins foul. That is his first. Both teams now with 3 fouls a pop here in quarter number 2. 3:43, clock moving till the end of the first half. 19-10, as Justin mentioned, largest lead here so far for the Trojans. As they methodically try to break the press here. Still need to get it across midcourt. They cannot. Well, credit Troy. Great defense in the full court there, forcing another Jackson Heights turnover.
I can already see Troy's depth playing a little bit of a factor as well. They've been able to rotate a few more guys in and out of the lineup here in the first half. Just like a little fresher team right now on the court.
Yes, Troy team, they go deep, no doubt. They'll go 10, maybe 12, depending on the matchups and the game itself. That ball got deflected and taken away by Holiday. Jackson Heights into the front court. He's immediately doubled, and right when he's doubled, Brett Plattner had to burn a timeout for Jackson Heights. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. 19-10, Troy with a 9-point lead at 3 minutes and 12 seconds to go in this first half of play. Of course, the final game after this one in this list of quarterfinal matchups will be the host Nemaha Central and Hiawatha, so another Big East League showdown and a quarterfinal matchup here tonight. Brandon Tam and Kirk Hillman, studio producer, Justin Fluke alongside, Paige and Ethan helping out with the channel here. We are on the Cobra channel. Again, the two ranked teams victorious in the first two semifinals. St. Mary's running away from Holton in our first game. That was a 63-37 final, and then Rock Creek, dominant win over Marysville in that second quarter final. That was a 21-point win for the Mustangs at 61-40, setting up a heavyweight showdown in one of the two semifinals on Thursday night, which will be St. Mary's and Rock Creek.
You know, Jackson Heights has won this tournament twice, B-Tad, but it's been a few years. They won the first ever Raider Classic in 1981,
woo!
And a few years later, they won the Raider Classic in 1985. Jackson Heights hasn't been able to get back to the top in this tournament since then, 40 years.
Oh, well, we say 11th annual Thunder Classic. That's only because that's when they changed the name from the Raider Classic to the Thunder Classic. Out of the timeout, Melly's a semi-contested step-back three. The rebound, Geiger off the miss. Now Troy up 9 with the ball. Plenty of momentum their way. Now Geiger going to work with the dribble. Dumped it inside and got bumped on the way. And is fouled on the floor. That's the last foul to give for the Cobras at 2:36 to go in the half. Get that one on Sir Pekis first.
Troy won a tournament championship here themselves. The year was 1997 when Troy, one of the smallest schools, came and took first place at the Raider Classic at that time.
Trojans with the basketball, leading by 9, 19-10. Final 2.5 minutes of this first half. Good play down low to Hartman. He's bumped and fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go. But Hartman's going to shoot 2 free throws here. And it's Eli Kirk who picks up the foul, his first. And the final 2:27, Trojans will be in the bonus. First free throw, no good. And the Trojans 0-4-3 so far here at the line in this first half. Hartman, no hesitation, puts it right up and in. 5 points here in the first half for Jack Hartman, and it's 20-10, largest lead here for Troy. Final 2:25 of this second quarter of play. Melly's into the front court. Sir Pete now on the wing right. Jab fake. Gets it up top. Reversing the basketball to Melly's left side. One-handed pass to Holiday. Thought about it. Closed out by Bow. Nicely done. Now Bow picks his pocket. Gannon Bow all the way. Left side through. Some contact to Holiday. Lays it in. 4 points for Gannon Bow. 22-10, the Troy lead.
Turn a defense into offense, and here we go again.
Nearly got another steal, but Melly's able to pick it up, run away, get a bounce pass to Sir Peak. Shot no. Offensive rebound is rejected, but right back to Melly's who missed the close shot, and we're still going to get another opportunity here. That one went right back to Hewitt. Now lost out of bounds, and another turnover.
Lid on the basket. I mean, 13 turnovers not helping, but even a couple decent looks that Jackson Heights has had, they've not been able to connect. No field goals for the Cobras here in this second quarter with 6.5 minutes gone by.
22-10, the Trojans leading, doing it with defense here. Final 85 seconds of this first half. Here's Bo, wing left, works it in, kicks it right. Levin's thought about it. Nice ball fake, steps into a 2. That one a little bit strong. Rebound for Jackson Heights. Cooper Hewitt, a couple of nice minutes here for him in the second quarter for Jackson Heights. Final minute and change. Cobras desperately need a bucket. Down 12 at 22-10. Here's Sir Peak working in from the free throw line. Lost his footing. Traveled again. Well, the amount of possessions the Cobras have just given up here in this second quarter. And defensively, they are doing okay, just not giving themselves chances to score on offense. Final minute, 52 seconds and counting to be exact. Troy can play for the final shot if they choose. Here's Blevins in the corner. They bounce it inside. Geiger, a little fadeaway, got the shooter's touch. And Geiger is controlling this first half. 10 points and 5 rebounds. It's 24-10, 35 seconds to go. See if the Cobras can orchestrate a bucket here before the halftime break. Get a little momentum on their side. Instead, they turn it over again near midcourt. Numbers here for Troy. They go back and forth. Good, and the foul. Logan Blevins with an and one.
That was an unselfish three-on-one break. I thought it might have been one too many passes, but give Caden Rosenberger the assist. And a great job by Blevins to be able to hang in the air and put it through when contact came. Troy now with 12 points to the one for Jackson Heights here in the second quarter, really extending the lead.
Yeah, great emphasis. Rosenberger with that pass. Now an and-one opportunity. The free throw's good for Logan Blevins, his first points in the game. And it's 27-10 all of a sudden with 17 seconds to go until halftime. This is a big possession for Jackson Heights. Can they get some points out of it? Ball in the hands of Hewitt up top to serve Peak. Now 7 seconds. Here's Holiday on the dribble, top of the key. He's quickly doubled, has to get rid of it. Serve Peak in the corner. He's open for three. It's an air ball. Backside rebound and a second chance no good, but the shot was a little bit too late. And that takes us to the end of the first half, in which quarter number two dominated by Troy and the Trojans leading Jackson Heights 27-10 here at the half quarterfinals of the Thunder Classic in Seneca. Halftime show next, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. More after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Bergston Insurance in Holton is a trusted choice agency offering home, auto, farm, and Medicare supplement insurance to Holton and surrounding areas. Whether you're buying a new house, car, toy, or wanting to shop your current insurance, give us a call today. Give Bergston Insurance a call today to shop your home, auto, farm, or Medicare supplement insurance. Bergston Insurance, 364-3771. 364-3771.
Did you know January is Cervical Health Awareness Month? At Holton Community Hospital, we're dedicated to helping you stay healthy. Regular pap tests and HPV vaccines are your best defense against cervical cancer. And our family medicine clinics are here to make it easy for you. Schedule your screening today with one of our trusted providers at one of our family medicine clinics in Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore. Visit HoltonHospital.com to learn more. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here on KNCA. Appreciate everyone hanging with us here tonight. Our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Our second of three quarterfinal matchups here across our networks. We saw St. Mary's defeat Holton earlier today, and now halftime of game number two, a second quarter absolutely dominated by Troy. They lead Jackson Heights here at the half, 27-10. A lot we can take away from that first half, but then the turnovers were a big issue for Jackson Heights.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you give away 15 possessions, and that's just, you know, 15 attempts at the basket that you didn't have. And Troy had a few turnover problems themselves, but Troy seemed to be able to take advantage of quite a few of those turnovers. The Trojans had quite a few transition opportunities. I'm really impressed with their big guys, Henry Geiger and Jack Hartman, and especially Geiger, you know, can step out and hit a couple threes in that first half, but he can muscle you up and post up and hit a little turnaround jumper in the paint down low. So, and we talked about the depth as well for Troy. You know, they were pressing quite a bit and just feel like they kind of wore Jackson Heights down a little bit and certainly led to forcing many of those turnovers in the half. Cobras just didn't have too much time to really run much half-court offense. And when they had a few good looks, they weren't able to knock them down, obviously not getting any field goals in that second quarter for Jackson Heights. So, yeah, taking care of the basketball is where it all starts for the Cobras, and still a lot of game left to play.
Yeah, still certainly a lot of time indeed, but that second quarter, again, dominated by Troy, outscoring Jackson Heights 13-1. Again, no field goals made by the Cobras in that second quarter. It was a five-point lead for Troy after one, but again, building it up to a 17-point halftime lead. Get you some of the numbers here in the first half, starting with Troy. Again, Henry Geiger, as we've talked about, 10 points, couple of threes. Got five rebounds as well. They got 5 points, a couple of rebounds from Jack Hartman. Outside of that, Gannon Bow with four, and then three apiece from Logan Blevins and Sawyer Ashburn, and then two from Caden Rosenberger. For Jackson Heights, they got five in the first half from Drake Mellies, and then two apiece from Eli Kirk and Sir Peak. Also 1 point from Cooper Hewitt. We mentioned the turnovers. 15 for Jackson Heights in that first half. Unofficially 14 rebounds and just 1 of 2 at the line. And for Troy, 9 turnovers, although only 3 of those in the second quarter. They had 11 rebounds. They were 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. You can visit member firms, Holton Tax Services. That's in Holton, of course. Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Again, our halftime score, it's Jackson Heights trailing Troy 27-10. More after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter agents.
There's nothing like a new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton, here to remind you that you can bring your ideas in to any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
11th Annual Thunder Classic here in Seneca. Quarterfinal matchup here with Jackson Heights and Troy and the Trojans. And the second meeting between these two this season. Right now it's 17-point halftime lead. Troy 27, Jackson Heights 10. Couple more minutes till we start the second half. Justin, bring you back here for a second. Just kind of want to get your initial thoughts on what we have seen here today. Big wins for two ranked teams in St. Mary's and Rock Creek, who are going to meet up in a heavyweight semifinal on Thursday night. And, of course, Nemaha and Hiawatha coming up after this one.
Well, some really, really good basketball. And we knew coming in when you had undefeated ranked teams like Nemaha Central and St. Mary's and Rock Creek, we knew the tournament was going to be incredibly tough. I think upon first glance, you kind of look at it and you think the first round games are a little bit tough because they matched up the league opponents like Hiawatha, Nemaha Central, the only, you know, two Northeast Kansas League opponents. Troy and Jackson Heights get matched up in the first round. Holton, St. Mary's, there are a couple of Mid-East League opponents, and of course Rock Creek and Marysville are both now in the North Central Kansas League. So you had all league matchups in the opening round. But I think what it's going to do is it's going to provide some really good basketball and some interesting, unique matchups on Thursday for all four games, as well as on Saturday as well. So, I mean, I feel like every team that's in this tournament knows that they're going to get three quality games and three quality opponents. And the good thing is, by kind of starting out with a league opponent, that I think, you know, for the next couple of games for almost all these teams, they're going to get to see some different competitions. Look forward to some great basketball. It's also always fun to see how some of the smaller schools stack up against the bigger schools. Certainly we're watching right now Troy and Jackson Heights, two of the smaller schools competing here in this tournament. That's not easy against ranked teams that you're talking about who are in Class 3A, and Rock Creek is a ranked team in the top five in Class 4A. But, you know, as this bracket cleans out after day one, I think it's going to make for some really competitive basketball here the final 2 days of this tournament.
Yeah, we'll be set to have the semifinals on a Thursday night right here on KNZA against St. Mary's and Rock Creek. Excited for that one. Again, two undefeated teams going at it. Both looked very good in their quarterfinal wins today. And, of course, the winner here with Troy and Jackson Heights will get the winner of Nemaha and Hiawatha, of course, the final game coming up after this one. Again, our halftime show was brought to you by Highland Community College, getting set for the start of the second half here on KNZA and also the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Jackson Heights, pretty simple. Kind of stop turning it over. Value possessions, get good looks, and I think at some point the lid will be taken off the basket. Right now a 27-10 lead for Troy. Second half underway. Cobra is the opening possession from right to left. Looks like both teams maybe changing it up, at least Jackson Heights with their first five here to start quarter number three. They get a good look. Sir Peek lost it. He was fading away out of bounds, and he turns it over, threw it to Blevins now, who had it knocked away. Good hustle by Mellies to maybe save a bucket in transition, but the Trojans again forcing another early turnover here in the quarter.
Yeah, the Cobras are going to be a part of this game. They're going to have to cut down on turnovers and find a way to get some points. A little confidence needed on the offensive end for sure.
Bo had it knocked away, trying to find Hartman's hands, and now still on the floor. Troy able to get it back. Here's Blevins in the corner for three. Hits high off the front rim, and now chase towards the corner. Out of bounds it goes, and back to the Cobras. Just getting going. Quarter number three, 27-10 is the Troy lead. Matchup number two between these teams. They play back on December 10th at Troy. Was the Trojans winning it 44-24. Now first round here at the Thunder Classic in Seneca. Here's Sir Peek handing it off to Holiday. Trojans been very good in man-to-man defense here in this ball game so far. Mellies will try, and it's a little bit strong on a corner three, and Hartman with some strength ripping it away for the rebound. Now he wants to go all the way himself, dumps it inside to Rosenberger for two.
Troy's transition game is phenomenal. We've seen it on display a few times here tonight, and Jackson Heights also needing more guys to get back and help out on the defensive end.
That's the big guys running the floor, too, with Hartman and Geiger making some plays happen. Here's a shot in transition, no good. Cobras get the offensive rebound, though, with Bauhey. They'll reset here up top. But it's a 29-10 lead now for Troy. We've played 90 seconds in this third quarter. Here's Peek at the perimeter up top, trying to call for someone. Holiday takes it from him, closed out by Bo quickly. Now Doyle with the basketball. Sir Peek at the elbow. Gets a good look. Couldn't hit the shot. Rebound Rosenberger. Here's Bo. Head of steam into the paint. Bumped and fouled before the shot.
Georgia's attacks. They're aggressive. They waste no time, whether it's in transition or not. Just aggressive, going to the basket, trying to attack and create on the offensive end.
Both these teams won double-digit games a year ago. Cobras went 10-12. It was their first 10-win season in 5 years. Trojans last year went 13-9. As Geiger steps into an open three, it's short. Tips out to Mellies, who corrals the rebound for Jackson Heights.
There's not a stat category that Melly's doesn't fill up, correct?
That is 100% correct. And
maybe block shots he's a little low on, but everything else.
Gets a lot of steals, averaging about 3 steals a game. A few rebounds, leading this Cobras team in points, and they need a lot of points right now. They're down 19, 29-10 at 5.5 minutes to go in the quarter. Holiday bouncing it right side on the block. This is Bauhey with it, playing some minutes here early in the third quarter. Gets it right back through some contact. Missed the shot. Boy, a lot of contact there. No call. Blevins get it up the floor to Bow. Darts in from the right side. Beautiful pass. Rosenberger for 2.
He's been the beneficiary a couple times now of a great transition fast break that Caden was able to finish.
And we are still waiting for the first Cobras field goal make since the first quarter. Here's Bauhey jumping in, but they're going to call him for a travel.
And he wanted to go from the left side to the right, and as he kind of slid across the lane, they call him for the turnover, takes away that potential field goal that you were just alluding to that's been elusive for the green and gold.
Not scored a field goal since the first quarter. They were outscored 13-1 in quarter number 2. They trail right now 31-10, and Bo with a little English on it. Left side with the right hand for 2, and he's got 6.
Scoop shot, not easy. Through some contact. English, as you mentioned, spinning 8. It off the window,
yeah,
and through.
Say 8 out of 10 on the difficulty scale. Sir Peak, a wide open 3, but he airballed it. Out of bounds it goes, and back to Troy.
And I don't think what Coach Platner wanted. Peak has shot a couple 3-pointers now in 2 of the last 3 trips, and they give him a little room on the perimeter, but that time it wasn't even close. Jackson Knight's going to come with some full court pressure. We'll see if they can turn things up on the defensive end to help create some offense.
Here's Rosenberger, darts a pass into the front court. Geiger, short corner left, now skips a pass to Ingeman, who's back into the game. Right-handed float shot short, gets his own rebound, right on the money, puts it up and in.
Almost looked like it was by design. It came exactly right back to him, and he had a much easier shot on the second attempt.
Give him a rebound and an assist. Cobras get it up the floor. Do they get one? They finally do. Good pass by Peak, and Eli Kirk the bucket. He's got 4. Desperately needed, but still a long way to go. 35-12, halfway into the quarter. Here's Rosenberger. Ingeman open for 3. That one is short. Good hustle there for the offensive rebound, or I should say defensive rebound for Jace Doyle and Jackson Heights. 3:50 to go, third quarter. It's all Troy, 35-12. Here's Doyle left side on the wing, looking for a pass inside. It wasn't there. Now over to Melly's on the right wing. Wants a ball screen. Waves it off, doesn't want it. Now he's quickly doubled. Good hustle there and helped by Hartman. And that's going to cause another turnover. They get it up to Hartman up the floor. Layup, good.
Another Jacksonite turnover, another transition layup for the Trojans, who extend again their largest lead of the game.
37-12. Dominant showing here for Troy tonight. Peak trapped in the corner, gets it out to Melly's, top of the key. 1 dribble left. Now Jace Doyle a touch. Holiday on the wing left. Here comes the trap. And causing another steal at midcourt. Rosenberger comes away with it. 3-on-1 break. Bo lost it. Settles in, and now back to 5-on-5.
Yeah, Bo tried that little quick touch pass back to the trailer. Fortunately for him, as he didn't get the ball cleanly, it stayed in his grasp. Troy can set up half-court offense.
Here's Geiger, head of the circle, darts a pass towards the corner. It's Ingeman, right back to Geiger on a cut, right block, going to work, hesitates, puts it up and in. That's nicely done. 12 now for Geiger to lead all scorers. It's 39-12. Under 2.5 minutes to go in this third period. Troy putting a statement down here as this game was close through the first quarter, but it has been all Troy since the beginning of quarter number 2. Jackson Heights over to Melly's, into the corner. Doyle thought about it, back to Melly's, reversing around the perimeter. Trojans now sitting in his own defense, quickly trapping in the corner, and now another forced turnover. Here's Bo, had it knocked away, still on the floor, picked up by the Cobras. Good defense that time, picked up by Eli Kirk.
Like, part of the problem for Jackson Heights, they really don't have a big, tall, physical post player. Haven't been able to get many paint touches or anything going inside. That time they did and kicked it out, but the 3 is airballed by Melly's.
A good look. You mentioned the loss of Austin Zeller again, out for the year and dealing with an injury. 6'4", you know, is what he has listed, and they didn't have a ton of height outside of that. Eli Kirk, who hasn't played a ton this year, is 6'3", but this is a physical, guard-heavy Troy team that goes 9-10 deep most nights. 39-12 Trojans, under 2 minutes to go in this third quarter. They go inside on the block. Hartman got bumped a little bit, faded away, missed the shot short, and a rebound for Peak. Here comes Jackson Heights. Serve Peak into the front court. Holiday darts a pass into the corner. It's Allen. Now they go right side. Hewitt's back into the game as well. Peak, good pass to Holiday. Peak gets it back up top. Final minute 15 of this third quarter. It's a 27-point Troy lead. Dominant since the beginning portions of that second period. Here's Holiday. Gets by the initial defender. Floater halfway down and out. And tipped out into the hands of Kasten Jasper. Melly's went for the steal, or correction, that was Allen who went for the steal. Instead, Numbers and Ashburn missing a short shot. Fighting for it is Hartman. Too much muscle and one underneath.
Yeah, just the physicality and size. He had missed his shot the previous trip down the court, and that was because, you said it, he kind of faded away from the contact. Hartman is a guy that, just like Geiger, I feel like needs to play into and through the contact, take it right at the basket and score through him as he completes the old-fashioned three-point play.
And in double figures now, Jack Hartman with 10. It's 42-12. As Jackson Heights again, it has been a struggle since that first quarter. Here's Peak, curling, floating, off the heel, couldn't get it to go, and a rebound for Hartman.
Troy may play for one shot here, which means we would have a running clock throughout the entire 8-minute fourth quarter.
Here's Bo working, angling right, stopping on the wing, gets it up top to Jasper. 22 seconds and counting in the quarter. Hartman diving in, extra pass to Bo, another English-style layup left side with the right hand.
That wasn't easy. Underneath the bucket, I don't know how Bo found real estate to kiss that one off the window and push the lead up to 32.
44-12. Cobras driving. Sir Peak, another decent look. Couldn't get it to go.
Almost a goaltend.
And now at the buzzer. Short. We saw Perla for St. Mary's hit a near half-court shot. The first half buzzer in the first game. That one nearly fell. But Troy dominant once again in quarter number three. Running clock issued here to start the fourth quarter. Troy 44, Jackson Heights 12. You're listening to High School Hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Use your precision farming technology to improve your crop insurance coverage. Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha has teamed up with Farmers Mutual Hale to give you the best automated crop reporting experience with whatever precision technology you use. They've done it for years. Start saving time, improving accuracy, and raising your production history today. Need support when the equipment doesn't work? They can get you access to that as well. Call Kansas Insurance in Sabetha today to learn more. 785-284-7611.
Chyme TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Chyme offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit ChymeTS.com to learn more. Chyme Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dominant showing here in quarterfinal number three here at the Thunder Classic, a battle of two familiar teams, Troy and Jackson Heights. Trojans forcing a running clock here to start the fourth quarter. They lead it by 32. It's 44-12. And the Trojans have this first possession of the fourth quarter. Again, it was just a 14-9 game at the end of one, but that was a 17-2 third quarter. And now right on cue inside Sawyer Ashburn. Doesn't get much easier than that. He's got five, and it's 46-12.
Oh, Jackson, I just lost track of him. Ashburn caught it, turned to the goal. Nobody was within 5 feet of him.
There's a shot inside. No go there, but a foul called, and free throws coming up here for Sir Peak.
Jackson Heights had 1 point in the second quarter, and it didn't get a whole lot better. They only scored 2 points in that third quarter. Well, it was 17 on the scoreboard for Troy.
And just 3 points since the first quarter, and able to knock in a free throw is Sir Peak. 40% at the line so far this year. He's got 3 points in the game, makes it 46-13. And the second on the way, that one good as well. Goes 2 for 2. So Peak has four. It's 46-14, running clock at 6:53. Here's Blevins dribbling waist high, picks it up on the right wing, looking for a curl. Not much by Rosenberger there. Backs out into the corner. Peak knocks it away. But Troy able to gather. Get it back to Geiger in the corner. Puts it on the dribble, and that's going to be an offensive foul. Good job there by Jace Doyle. setting it up to take that, and a turnover and a foul on Troy. Second foul on Geiger, who's had a good game, 12 points and 5 rebounds. 46-14, Troy. Running clock moving, not quite 2 minutes in. Now Serpeek able to get it back, not a turnover that time. Here's Holiday, right side into the corner. It goes with Allen, who fires. Missed everything on a three, but right there for the second chance, up and no good by Doyle. Then he tips it back to himself to keep it alive, and he gets one to go.
Good hustle there for Doyle. Sticking with it, staying with the play, being aggressive, and finally getting a layup for a bucket.
Looking for Rosenberger inside, tipped up in a steal. Just the third second-half turnover by Troy. They have been good in that department. Here is a Hewitt drive, tried to flip it up at the right hand and tipped into the hands of Sawyer Ashburn for Troy after the miss. 5:35 running clock here, fourth quarter. Here's Rosenberger with it, 6 points tonight. Geiger now at the elbow. Staggered stance towards the bucket, back up to Rosenberger. They work a little two-man game. Now Jasper Nohezi on a deep three. It's a little bit strong, and a rebound for Jackson Heights on the backside by Holiday.
And I'm sure Troy doesn't miss the long road trips to the TVL, but I guarantee you they would all tell you that they got a lot tougher by playing in the Twin Valley League the last several seasons. Yeah, they played some smaller schools, but that league's just so good, so tough every year. This Troy team looks tough and physical here tonight, much more than Jackson Heights.
There's a travel inside, a turnover by Jackson Heights, and kind of picking up where you went off there. Imagine if this Troy team was in the TVL with both girls and boys being as stacked as it is. Of course, we got coverage of the TVL semifinals Thursday and Friday. And that is always as fun of a midseason tournament as any in the state. Subs in for both ways. And running clock down to 4.5 minutes. A 30-point Troy lead at 46-16. And the first meeting was 44-24. Now there's a good play by Doyle. A steal at midcourt, coast-to-coast, left-handed layup good. Chase Doyle putting together a couple good minutes here for Jackson Heights and a timeout for Troy.
Love to see it. Kids that just aren't going to quit, aren't going to give up. Good hard-working farm boys like Chase Doyle has said, I'm going to fight tooth and nail to the end of this one, do everything I can to make this score look a little bit better.
They got a normal starter out, and Jace Robinson, who's sick. We've talked about Austin Zeller not being available with an injury, so this Cobras team having to go a little bit deeper into the bench, and Chase Doyle getting a start tonight. Some good minutes here in the fourth quarter. That timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Again, alongside Justin Fluke, Brandon Tadman, Kirk Hillman in studio, Paige, Ethan, appreciate everyone's help keeping you locked in and on the air, however you may be taking us in. Out of the timeout, Troy with the basketball, leading 46-18. Final game after this one, Nemaha Central and Hiawatha. So Troy on their way for over 4 minutes, and now there's another good play, this time by Mellies. Now Holiday had it knocked away. Nobody called Wolf, and that's a steal for Bo. Launching a pass to Geiger, working inside the arc, right side on the wing. Now Hartman posting, and they got it to him on the entry pass, but they're going to get Doyle with a little bit of a bump trying to defend the big body of Jack Hartman.
You know, to the Cobra credit, B-Tad, Jackson Heights has improved drastically taking care of the basketball here in the second half. What do they have, just 4 or 5 turnovers, I think, in that third quarter? So
yeah, just it's down for sure. They have done better. But again, and they've had some good looks, but oh, look at that. How about Gannon Poe? Boy, he is
silky smooth.
He is very good around the basket, flipping this one up and in on the right side of the floor. Makes it 48-18, and Bo's now into double figures with 10. That's some good looks inside. Down to 3:15 on the clock. There's a whistle and a foul on the perimeter. So we mentioned before, it's going to be Rock Creek and St. Mary's in the first semifinal Thursday night here, and then, of course, Troy on their way to punching their spot. And we get the winner of Nemaha and Hiawatha coming up next. South of 3 minutes to go. Running clock, 48-18 is the Troy lead. So a dominant run here tonight for the Trojans. And coming off that league loss to Morehill Mount Academy their last time out. The NEKL standings are very bunched up towards the top right now. And that's going to be fun once we get through midseason tournaments. Here is Doyle. Had it blocked inside, but he got caught on the arm and a foul's called. And Jace Doyle, again, good minutes here for him going to the line.
And the boys' standings especially jungled up in the Northeast Kansas League. But you mentioned the Troy girls a little bit ago. How about them kind of coming in and just putting their mark atop the league standings here early on?
They got one of the best players in the state, Harper Wettstein, who's only a junior. And Coach Derek Jasper has a really good team here in 24-25. They will look to make some noise. Down the stretch, both teams going to bring on some subs. Colt Jensen, Lane Hartman into the game for the Trojans. Again, the final minutes here, or final minute 50 with the running clock. Doyle did miss the first free throw. Got a second on the way. That one a little strong, tipped into the corner. Bo chasing it down. Final 138, 48-18 Troy. Bo driving, kicking out to Jensen, who just checked in, up top to Ingeman. Now they want Hartman over the top. He's quickly closed out. Too much strength with the hands, fighting through bodies, getting his own miss, still on the floor, still trying to pick it up. Finally a whistle, and it looks like they called a foul. So Hartman was down around his knees, just doing everything he could to try to pick that ball up.
He's also about 4 to 8 inches taller than every single green jersey out there right now.
Listed at 6'4". Oh, they leave Ingeman open inside, and he gets an easy bucket off the inbound. 50-18, Troy, under a minute to go.
You know, Troy goes deep, but all their guys contribute. They don't just go deep and bring some guys in to give some minutes. These guys produce when they're on the court for the Trojans.
Did their game a couple weeks ago, ACCHS. They had all 12 players who played in that game scored at some point. So, again, they do go deep. They turn it, Jackson Heights does, turn it over right here. And, again, this should run out the final 32 seconds of this game. Troy is going to go to 7-2 on the season, and we'll await the winner of Nemaha Central and Hiawatha coming up right after this one. Jackson Heights will have their four-game winning streak snapped, and we'll get to 500 at 4-4. Final 15 seconds, impressive showing. So all three quarterfinals have been blowouts here tonight so far, and there's a travel by Troy, and a late turnover to add to the books. Final 2 seconds are going to run off the clock, and that will officially end this game. With a running clock in the fourth quarter, the Troy Trojans dominant here in this quarterfinal matchup as they win it over Jackson Heights by a final count of 50-18. Our postgame show next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. More after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? You say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
Specialized healthcare services. Look no further than Sabetha Community Hospital's outpatient clinic. We offer a wide range of specialties right here in your local community. From dermatology to pain management to cardiology, you can access top-notch care without having to travel to the city. Call 785-284-1552 for more information or visit our website at sabethahospital.com. We're committed to keeping quality healthcare close to home. Sabetha Community Hospital Outpatient Clinic. Your health, our priority.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate.
We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts.
Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants with gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of qualifying Cinex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased now through February 28, 2025. Contact Berwick Co-op Oil for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply, and don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Cinex Total Protection Plan. Proven durability, powered locally.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A dominant win for the Troy Trojans here in the quarterfinals of the 11th annual Thunder Classic here in Seneca. They defeat Jackson Heights 50-18, put up a running clock in the fourth quarter. This was a much more competitive game in the first quarter. It was 14-9 Troy, but quarters two and three, Troy outscored the Cobras 30-3. In that stretch, Jackson Heights had just 1 point in the second quarter and just 2 points in the third quarter. And again, a 30-3 stretch for Troy between the second and third periods. Really a big difference in this game. As we recap it and get you set, one more game on tap here tonight, quarterfinals of this midseason tournament in Seneca, Nemaha Central, and Hiawatha coming up here in about 18 minutes or so. Let's get you some of the numbers in this game for Troy. Again, going to 7-2 overall on the year and bouncing back after a loss their last time out to Moore Hill Mount Academy. Trojans have won four of their last five. They got 12 points and five rebounds from Henry Geiger. Most of that damage done in the first half. They also had two more double-digit scores with Gannon Bowe and Jack Hartman, who each finished with 10 points. They also got six from Caden Rosenberger. They got five from Sawyer Ashburn, four from Hunter Ingeman, and 3 points in the game from Logan Blevins. And the Cobras have a four-game winning streak snap. They are now 4-4 on the year. They got 5 points in the game from Drake Mellies. They got four apiece from Eli Kirk, Sir Peak, and also Jace Doyle. And they also got 1 point from Cooper Hewitt. 23 turnovers for Jackson Heights. They had 21 total rebounds, and they finished 3 of 6 at the free throw line. On the other side for Troy, 15 turnovers in the game. They also collected 21 rebounds, and they were 50% at the line, hitting 3 out of 6. Let's get you a player of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Not sure where we really want to go for here.
You know, I was impressed with Henry Geiger. I know he's one of just a couple of guys that are non-seniors in the starting lineup, but, you know, he had a couple threes from the outside. He muscled up inside. I felt like he gave Troy a big rebounding advantage. And then how many times did we say Troy scored in transition tonight? And it was the big guys. It was Geiger and Hartman a lot of times that were leading those transition opportunities. So Geiger's a guy that really stood out to me, not just because he did have a game-high 12 points, but I thought just running the court, being physical, doing a lot of little things, making sure that Troy had a rebounding advantage tonight. I'd go with Henry Geiger.
Yeah, Geiger, and you mentioned Hartman as well. Those two combined for a double-double with 22 points and 10 rebounds. But, yeah, you mentioned they do a little bit of everything. And Geiger, again, it's most of his work in the first half. But, again, 12 points, 5 rebounds, had some assists, and maybe a block shot, a couple of steals here and there. But just a dominant performance for Troy here tonight. Again, defeating Jackson Heights 50-18. So again, our player of the game, Henry Geiger, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So we got to step aside, another timeout. Kirk Hillman in studio. We're going to take about a roughly maybe 12 to 14 minute break and come back for the final quarterfinal matchup here in the Thunder Classic. Undefeated and number 6 ranked Nemaha Central taking on a very familiar opponent in the Redhawks of Hiawatha. So we're going to step aside for that timeout. Don't go anywhere. Back here shortly on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence.